and by passively complying with the social framework, we can mature a framework that can regenerate life. And only when our only commodities are the ones we wear, only then our intuition will guide us. And while the social care comes as a clear cut of our nature, we should care to let it grow into a giant being. And we can either choose to die the way we are told, and therefore kill our nature, or we can choose to die our way and keep our nature alive. And it is whoever accustoms itself to the establishment that rebels against human nature and not the contrary. And unless it will give space to continuous creation of spiritual enterprises, any civilization will self-destruct. And any human movement through space and time generates human energy. And we shall not be open for ephemeral small changes, but only radical ones that aims us to our goal. And showing too much enthusiasm towards your situation will inevitably bring forward your frustration. And it is those who are drugged by their own societies that at last seek salvation in an idol. And we ought to accept the quality we can afford and focus on the quantity our life can deliver. And just by committing ourselves to a lonely exploration, human nature can be fully represented. And our only ornament may be moments of truth we can only experience through an authentic life. Our intuition, and only our intuition, will reconnect us to what is left of the divine. And by trying to mitigate the effort of being, humans have ultimately destroyed nature and themselves. And there are men of sea who endure sitting on a boat, and there are men of mountains who endure climbing to the top. And for whatever we prepare for, there will be always something we will need to improvise. And in the course of one's life, one will see the world uniting and dividing, or vice versa. And the way our choices affect our economy may be relative, but it ought to be absolute what it involves our freedom. And only without support from others you will find a way to support yourself. And as for everything that is polarized by the public opinion, the wise ought to develop neutrality. And out of the clash between the two poles of sedentarism, we shall at all time choose for nomadism. And the encounter with the esoteric is the only cure to the self-destruction implicit of hyper-rationalism. And perfection is only a temporary state we ought to continuously calibrate against the transformation of life. And we eliminate pollution only by introducing yet another medium that is in itself more polluting. and in order to regain its power, the spiritual organ needs to be performed and not only preached. And the understanding of the world around us ought to be improved with a feeling for it. And we shall devote ourselves exclusively to our nature and only passively contribute to the escalation of societies. And in our age, we are slowly learning that extremizing good deeds also brings to evil. And it is only by providing ourselves a base in nature that our spirit becomes temperate. And the acquisition of technical skills becomes the only bit of economical safety for the poor. And even if we will obtain our high status rejecting our identity, the others will still identify us. And a prolific solitude can only be achieved in a prolific nature, away from the technological apparatuses. And even if things might turn out bad, we ought to make sure that the premises are at least good. And we may wonder how a man, like a river at the end of its course, may preserve its purity intact. And paradoxically enough, the more we technologically progress, the more our degrees of freedom regresses. Life is like clay that can only be shaped by an ideal and crystallized by its execution. And the method we devise to gather meaning from our life needs to be shaped by life itself. And what is truly grandiose can only be processed from below and never imposed from above. And any time it gets unexpected, faith might have something better to offer us or others. And the only way we can manage in life is to first find a way to manage ourselves. And in the long run, it is not us who will normalize to others, but others who will normalize to the pursuing of our intuition. And by means of an inner plan, all the various manifestations of ourself will be fully expressed. And do let the warmth of the divine sun to reawake the long hibernated humanity. And it is the ancient wisdom hidden in the silence of antiquity to be the only armor for our soul. And our duty is to assist the regerminations from the ashes of worldly ambition. And under the dormant foot, the earth is born again, and so do I. We ought to be light, yet decisive as an arrow, not to fail. And while the wild nature escapes us, we only retain its captive side. And the natural feeling for responsibility grows into anxiety when we are unable to be there to take care of it. And we shall not worry about how something can be hidden, but how something can be transmitted, as the latter will ultimately preserve it. and what is hard to maintain. It's not the actual substance, but it's the actual decorative elements. And we shall remain with the ambiguity of being unique and yet be associated with the politically shaped mainstream. And to be good means to accompany others by hand back to their nature. And to contribute to humanity, we must develop our dialogue in relation to reality and not in relation to an arbitrary society. And much of our social achievements have to be sacrificed to go back to our natural principles. And while a beehive by nature produces honey, the social hive will always be a source of poison. And the fascist amplification and the communist homogenization are all based on a technology we should anyway avoid and stick to our human faculties. And unless we set forth to investigate our nature, any media will get us stuck on the surface. And self-discipline is what enforces our virtue, setting us free from vices.